BBC News. President Trump's ideological mentor and controversial chief strategist Steve Bannon has been sacked. A terse statement said the White House chief of staff John Kelly and Steve Bannon had mutually agreed on the decision. Mr. Bannon, who once headed the ultra-conservative website Breitbart News, masterminded President Trump's election victory. Police in the Spanish region of Catalonia say the jihadists, who killed 14 people in two vehicle attacks, had been planning a much bigger atrocity involving explosives. They said the plot appeared to have been disrupted by the explosion of a bomb factory in the town of Alcanar on Wednesday, leading them to adopt more rudimentary methods. The controversial new pro-government constituent assembly in Venezuela has voted to assume the powers of the opposition-led Congress. The brainchild of President Nicolas Maduro, the assembly was promoted as an attempt to end months of political unrest, but it appears only to have entrenched divisions. Police in Finland say two people have been killed and at least seven others injured in a stabbing attack in the southwestern city of Turku. A young man has been arrested after being shot by police. He's thought to be the only suspect. The German Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel has sharply criticised Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for calling on Turkish Germans not to vote for Germany's main political parties. Mr. Gabriel termed Mr. Erdogan's comments an unprecedented act of interference in Germany's sovereignty. The Nigerian government says more than 100 girls who were freed after being kidnapped by Boko Haram militants are ready to return to normal life. The Minister for Women's Affairs said the girls had received months of psychological and medical treatment in the capital Abuja. She said they could be reintegrated with their families and resume education. BBC News.